Today in Britain, an Algerian pilot suspected of training several of the September 11th hijackers appealed to the FBI to drop its investigation of him. On Tuesday, a British judge released Lotfi Raisi from prison. He said the United States had failed to produce evidence linking the 27-year-old to the terror plot. Today, Raisi called the experience a living nightmare. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
It was Raisi's chance to put his side of the story after 5 months sequestered in a high-security prison outside London. The U.S. alleged he was linked to the suspected Pentagon hijacker Hani Hanjour and suggested a home video and phone records connected the two men. But over a series of extradition hearings, the link got weaker. His lawyer and French Catholic wife beside him, Raisi read from a statement, sounding more like a terrified citizen than a terrorist.
As a young boy, I grew up dreaming of being a pilot. All I ever wanted to do was to fly planes. It is ironic that my dream was to turn into the worst nightmare of my life.
Raisi called the September 11th attacks appalling, sympathized with the American people, and said he, in turn, had become a victim of the atrocity.
When I was arrested by the police, in this country, I was taken naked from my house at 3 a.m, along with my wife and brother. From that day until 12 February, when I was released on bail, I was locked up in a cell facing the most serious allegation imaginable.
Being suspected by the United States government and the world community has ruined my life, he said.
I'm not a terrorist. I abhor terrorism. My family in Algeria has fought terrorism and been the victim of it for decades.
Raisi said he understood that as a pilot and an Algerian who had been in the United States, the FBI would want to scrutinize his background. What shocked him, he said, was that it took 5 months for the United States to inform the court it does not presently intend to seek extradition on terror charges.
I am a pilot, an Algerian, and a Muslim, but this is not a crime.
Raisi was the only suspect in Britain jailed in direct connection with the September 11th attacks. His release demonstrates the difficulty European and American investigators face in nabbing those responsible for the terror strikes on the U.S. However, Raisi still faces charges of making false statements on a U.S. pilot license application. He failed to disclose a knee injury and a 1993 theft conviction in Britain. He pleaded with the United States today to drop the charges of falsifying the application. But for now, Lotfi Raisi is due back in court March 28th for an extradition hearing related to those allegations. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.